left on the field. Oh, there we go.
That's a pretty good sprint.
Yeah, I don't think that was exactly the way he wanted that to go.
4-10 left in the first half. Harper Beach with the ball, facing a 3rd and 10. Inside their own 18-yard line. Kraft back to pass, overthrows this one to Austin Seltz by a solid 8 yards. And incomplete, and now a 4th and 10.
No, Clark, and there's the automatic first down as you're going to get a rough in the passer.
The flag sits at the 11-yard line, and it's a roughing the passer against Lakers. So
yeah, that ball was well overthrown as Kraft was getting with the pass rush, actually got to him this time. He delivered the ball downfield. It actually looked like Seltz pulled up as he's seen an open area in the middle of the field, just not quite on the same page. And Kraft, he actually took a pretty large, pretty hefty hit there by the defensive line of that Laker team.
So one from the 18-yard line, walked off to the 33, 15-yard penalty against Lakers. Now 1st and 10 for Harbor Beach at their own 33. And the entire defensive line for Lakers went right through, but the ball was not snapped.
And they go to that wing tee right away to get the running game going again. And after Kraft got hit like that, it's a great play call to hand the ball off to the running backs. And they barely got under center and one hard count, and there were probably 4 or 5 Lakers that jumped off sides on that play.
So 1st and 5 now from the 38-yard line, 3:50 left in the second quarter. Harper Beach with the ball in the T formation on the right hash, left to right across your radio. Ubley scored again, now 29-13 in the second quarter against Marlette. And it's a screen pass to Austin Seltz, complete at the 40. He's still on his feet. When all is said and done, he's going to get about a 3-yard gain. They say he's forward motion, had him stopped at the 41.
Yeah, Seltz bumped into his own offensive lineman out there. Actually, the wide receiver doing some blocking for him, bumped into him, and he lost his momentum. And after that, that's all the senior Steve Kozinski needed to make the tackle.
Bad Axe leads Bay City All Saints 24-0. 2nd and 3 coming up for the Pirates with the ball. 3 and some change left in the second. 27-0, Harbor Beach leads Lakers on homecoming. 2 wide each way. Kraft in the shotgun. And Austin Seltz lost his footing.
He definitely was not on the same page there as the snap count and took 2 or 3 steps forward and just put his head down. He knew.
It almost looked like he was trying to do a forward trust fall, and he caught himself. And you can't really do that.
No, definitely not. That's going to cost him 5.
So the original 5 on the offsides is now pushed back 5. Against Harbor Beach, so those offset eventually. So now went from a 2nd and 3 to a 2nd and 8 as the disco move gets pulled out by the official. So now the ball is at the Harbor Beach 36-yard line. 2nd and 8. Harbor Beach ready to line this one up, working off the left hash mark. Kraft in the shotgun. Looks like Austin Seltz to his right. Both lines set. Trenches are dug. Back to pass. The Lakers bring the blitz. Complete to Colin Cook at the 43. Gets the first down. Finally brought down at the 46. 3 yards beyond. And an 11-yard gain for Colin Cook on the reception. 1st and 10. Clock stopped momentarily with 3:03 left in the second quarter.
Terrence Dubes in coverage makes the tackle.
Clock starts again. Now under 3 minutes. Vassar on the board now, 14-7. Reese leads. Kraft on the keeper across midfield, down to the 40. Finally pushed out of bounds to the 38. He makes it look too easy. Forced out of bounds. Clock will stop with 2:45 left. And they move the chains yet again.
And that's just Seltz and Kraft in the backfield. A direct snap right to Kraft. And it's an automatic run play. Seltz picks up the blitz. Kraft kicks it to the outside for an easy, like Clark said, an easy 10-12-yard gain before anybody even touches him.
And he ends up with 17.
Yeah, Guardian eventually pushed him out of bounds.
1st and 10 inside Laker territory, spread formation. Harbor Beach looking to try and score one more time here. And it's a handoff to Austin Seltz. He's the speedster, has the first down, finally brought down to the 21-yard line. by the Lakers secondary, number two.
I think he's down at the 21 by number 21.
Terrence Stoops.
Terrence Stoops, exactly.
Saw two, didn't see the one. So move the chains. First and 10 for the Pirates. Inside the red zone now. After a 17-yard reception, carry by Austin Seltz. Clock continues to wind down here in the first half. 2:12 to play. And the snap is off, but there are flags flying. And it's a false start against Harbor Beach. So now first and 15 from the 26-yard line.
I didn't see any of the wide receivers jump early, Clark. Those are usually the obvious ones. So somebody on that offensive line got a little bit of a head start.
We've played just about a half of football in under an hour. Two minutes to play now. Eli Kraft from the keeper around the outside on the far sideline. Still on his feet all the way down inside the 15-yard line. The first tackle was at the 20. It's going to be close to the first down marker, which is at the 11-yard line, brought down to the 12.
Evan Shemka on the tackle for Lakers. And nice job by Kraft to keep the ball in bounds, to keep this clock running. Just under a minute 40 now as Harbor Beach deciding to run that clock down and not let Lakers have a chance now to get the ball before the half.
A 13-yard gain for Kraft on the last one now brings up a second and two from the 12-yard line, working off the left hash. Still in the spread formation, handoff to Austin Seltz, right up the gut, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Austin Seltz dives to the left, dips to the right, and he gets 6 points for doing so. It's now Harbor Beach 33, Lakers nothing, with 1:24 left in the second.
And that read option is just so dangerous if the quarterback and running back are on the same page. Those two are definitely are, as Kraft let Seltz take the ball. And he just doesn't lose any speed, Clark, when he shifts from left to right, does he?
No. He has a very low center of gravity.
He does, and he just continues to motivate and run at top speed.
On this drive alone, there have been 5 penalties. This drive started deep in Harbor Beach's own territory. As they're going for two now, Eli Kraft rolling to his left on the pass, and now he's going to keep it for himself, and he gets across the end zone line. 2-point conversion is good, and now it's a round 35-0 over Lakers with 1:24 left in the first half. You're tuned to the WLEW Sports Network.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Cody Newland from Marlette, and I'm a medical laboratory science major at SVSU. My MLS program was accredited the May before I started at Saginaw Valley. On a national level, this program is one of the best, so that's part of what brought me here. Saginaw Valley is only an hour from home, so I can go home whenever I need to, if I need to pick something up or if I want to see family and friends, but it's far enough away that I'm on my own. I lived on campus and it was amazing. I met so many people that way, and it prompted me to get involved, because if you're here, you'll have a little downtime, so you find something that will keep you busy in the long run. That's what makes college memorable.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
That drive started with 4 minutes and 22 seconds left in the first half. Took just under 3 minutes. They started at the Harbor Beach 17-yard line.
Boy, it felt a lot longer of a drive than that, didn't it?
83 yards as Diaz brings in the kick, and he's breaking right through, has one man to beat, Nick Hessling. He's across midfield. He's going. He has one more man to beat. Number 19 finally brings him down to the 24-yard line. Jared Badette with the touchdown saving tackle deep in the Harbor Beach territory, but there is a flag way back at the 22-yard line of Lakers. If that flag is not in the picture here, Diaz ran from the 12 of his own territory down to the 22 of Harbor Beach.
And you can bring it all the way back.
An illegal block in the back against Lakers at the 22-yard line.
Oh, bring it a long ways back. And you know what? The return man, Diaz, had nothing to do